Welcome to Antiviral, where we share tight prose and slack lines. I'm Alia Howe, founder of the Poetry Market and co-creator of Poets on Purpose, a monthly gathering focusing on generating new poems, sharing new works to be aired at KDNK's Poetry Slams. I've been curating poetry events for the last 5 years up and down the valley, and we are waiting for the go-ahead from KDNK to present a live poetry program. Until then, here are some tight prose and slack lines. I'm going to tell you a little bit about the poets who are going to be sharing on Antiviral today. We have Trina Ortega from Carbondale, who has such a unique voice. I've been hungering for it. Trina was one of the first poets to support the poetry brothel up in Aspen. And life just had her busy, and she's not been participating as much on the performing arts circuit. But to have her share her words today, her voice, I'm just so thrilled. We have Louisa Byrne from Aspen, who is relatively new to sharing work in the valley. She shared her story in a storytelling series and an incredible poem at the first poetry slam that we held here at KDNK. I'm really excited to learn and hear more of Louisa's voice. It's really powerful. And then we have Kyle McHale, who's living in the UK, and he is my nephew-in-law, married to my niece Laura, and they have just had a baby girl called Riley, the first grandchild in our family, and or in the family of my siblings, yeah. And Kyle, I just have his book here so I can read a little bit about Kyle. He's originally from the suburbs in Washington, D.C. in Maryland. He currently lives and works in Surrey. And in this book here, one of the reviews tell us that Kyle's poems get under the skin. They're deeply attuned to nature and how we find solace in the natural world when relationships let us down, whether through human fallibility or mortality's inevitable breaks. So I'm excited to have Kyle share for the first time in Carbondale, and I hope he'll be a regular feature on Antiviral.
This is Trina Ortega, and I live in Carbondale, Colorado. I wanted to thank Alia and KDNK for having me on Antiviral Poetry. Life during COVID-19 for me has been a roller coaster of fear, hope, sadness, and humility, as well as a study in discipline. Discipline to stay focused on the present, to limit my news intake, and to keep the house cleaner than I ever have. I'm an editor by trade and have been on a print deadline the past couple of weeks, so in a way, I haven't had time to really process the impact of the pandemic. It seems similar to the death of a loved one, however. You're in shock, then you're grieving, then you're trying to heal while getting on with a new normal. One thing that has been uplifting for me is sitting outside on sunny mornings, and the seed for this poem took root after chatting with a friend who had walked by my house while I was sitting on my back deck. The poem is titled Unremarkable. I sit in the familiar April sunshine, bright, pure, cleansing, as it always is in Colorado spring. The two peaks of Sopris with their snowy white folds and creases dotted with gray granite look like a child's latch hook rug against a flat blue Rocky Mountain sky. The osprey, clutching a long stick, makes another pass above the pinion-studded ridge. Its mottled white and brown wings form a T against its body and talons. Back and forth, the osprey flies, carefully selecting the bones for her home. White-tailed deer gather silently among the tall sagebrush. They pick at the arrival of fresh buds, then freeze in place as a jogger in a sleeveless top jaunts by with a dog. The stutter of the horse's neigh ripples across the pasture land. His copper-colored head bobs up and down as he casually struts through yesterday's gray field, speckled with today's bright green sprouts. A friend passes on the path on the other side of my old weathered fence. It's 65 and sunny, but I notice the buff around his neck. We chat neighborly, I on my deck with a cup of coffee, he with a neck warmer, walking his black lab. Neither of us move closer, but it's nice to talk in person, almost face to face. How you holding up? Been bike riding? Lots of people out. Not enough space, unless you're upwind. But we have it good. So-and-so was sick. Got a coach to help with breath work. But they're okay now. So-and-so's mom and dad, both sick. Both gone. Both in 1 week. My friend, safe on the other side of the fence, pulls the buff over his mouth and nose, offers a muffled goodbye, then rambles on into what may become another ordinary spring day.
Louisa Byrne, Aspen, Colorado. For the last month or so, I have been keeping a poetry journal about COVID-19. It's been a very strange and anxious experience, I think, for everybody. In my life, the daycare is closed and I'm still working full-time and I have elderly parents in another state. This is a poem I've been working on. We take endless laps around the neighborhood, visit the empty playground with its yellow tape twined around the jungle gym, a natural garish ivy. My daughter doesn't understand why endless laps on the slide have been canceled. How can I explain this to a person so small? We stop to listen to the rising storm rustling the dried leaves on the trees. We stop in the field to examine the tiny new plants pushing up through last year's decay. We listen to birds as we walk, their song matching my toddler chirping. We stop to admire the birds at the neighbor's bird feeder. We are quiet, breathing in the quietness. For a moment, I am not thinking of shelter in place, orders, or death tolls, or if there will be toilet paper and flour at the store, or how I will get work done with my toddler tugging at my sleeve. The storm drops its first bits of rain, hard, cold spring rain. Maybe it's actually sleet. We relish the harsh wind on our faces. We arrive home, our faces wind blown red, thankful for the snug little house, thankful for hot tea and warm socks, thankful that spring, at least, has not been canceled.
Hi, my name's Kyle McHale. I am from Maryland, but currently live in England, southwest of London, with my wife and 3-month-old daughter. I hope everyone's safe out there, doing well in the States. I wrote a poem, kind of virus-inspired, to remind people to really notice the moment, notice what you have, and try to find the positives despite there always being something concerning going on in the world, and particularly now where we might be stuck inside and forced to be by ourselves and it's quiet. And for others, obviously, they're on the front lines and their lives are extra hectic at the moment. But this is for more of the people who are on lockdown and kind of life has changed for a lot of people. There's a lot of uncertainty almost overnight. So it's fairly straightforward and it's called Notice Here. Notice here with its bright light mornings and waters running clear. Its silence, how it stings at first, then lets you in. So much depends on the hands that help you here. The way you look at rain as an excuse to hide or an excuse to play. The world is always burning somewhere, so notice here. The season, the time, the waters running both murky and clear. It's cold out there, but flowers are about to grow again. What is here now? My newborn girl looking up at me with a strange truth in her eyes. She is beginning to notice here. She is the present. She is the somewhere we all strive to be. Thank you and stay safe, everyone.
My name is Alia Howe. I live in Carbondale. And I wrote this poem while sheltering at home during the COVID-19 pandemic. And one of the things that I'm experiencing in this sheltering at home is this is kind of normal for my lifestyle. I spend a lot of time alone, but in some ways I actually feel more connected because so many more people I know are actually sheltering at home alone, and so we have that in common. Anyway, this poem I wrote is reflecting on courage. As I get older, I am called to ignite more courage to face each day. With a yes, I'm here to participate, to play, because there are passions not yet lived, and their time might have gone, and they both dance with regret and disarray, because the scales of dreams balanced against time become heavier with their absence. Disappointment shrouds optimism. It takes all my courage each day to say, yes, 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 I'm fully here to play, to slay with you this life. Our next poem is from my dear, dear friend Stefano Defray, who is living in New York City in the belly of the beast, COVID-19. He wrote this poem for his mother. It's about New York City.
Okay, this is going to be called Take One, a poem called The Modern Family Does Not Touch by Stefano Defray. The modern family does not touch. It cannot reveal the midnight sirens on Broadway replaced by crashing lines to Bellevue Hospital. A thud, bam, a stubbed toe. Looking for a spare key under neon city lights, my mother wakes, sees me, stumbling through my childhood door, and we pass each other with a nod of the head and polite, meaningless words on our way to separate sinks, 20 seconds, soap, and a clean conscience. Earlier, I promised my father that we wouldn't touch. My mother finds me, holds gravity still, and asks if I still feel alone today. And I thought, before I had done, of mocking how longingly I wished to be in her arms. Her eyes were pale from bleach used in our home, and there we stood. Less than 6 feet apart, two criminals from separate roofs, one embracing the other.
I received Stefano's poem this morning, and this afternoon he shared with me, Alia, my friend just called. His mother passed away from coronavirus. It feels very real to me being here in New York City. She was an active young mum, runner, younger than my mother, just nonsensical. Thank you for listening to Antivirals, tight prose and slack lines. If you would like to submit a recorded poem, please send it to raleigh@kdnk.org or to me, Alia Howe, A-L-Y-A-H-O-W-E, at me.com, and title it Antiviral. At the beginning of your recording, say your name, where you live, how COVID-19 is affecting you, and anything you want us to know about your poem. Then pause, prep for your poem, and breathe. And when you're ready, read. Thank you again for listening. Until next time, be well, cultivating safe habits.